Simen Shin Chof Beis, Siv Dalid and Hey. We're not going to deal with Mechatech since we just did. However, for those then, Manavshach. The last time we did it, and this time we did it. Siv Dalid is an important halacha. Oichli Bahima Imhem Shim Tikun Kli. The reason being, the Ran says, because since it's something which is edible, then it's something which is betzim soft, and it's not a davar hamizgayim. Anything which is not a davar hamizgayim doesn't pass the inyan of asiyas kli, because the whole mahus of a kli bepashtus is something that can be used and reused. Something which is a one-time use, so far Shlomo Zalman goes not al pi this halacha, but betzim Shlomo Zalman holds that disposable kalim, as soon as you use it once, it loses its shame of a kli, because it's not meant to be used another time. Something which doesn't have the yicholis to last ba'asim, because it's not a davar miskayim, it's like animal food, then does not have a shame kli. And what's with human food? For some reason the Mechaber doesn't talk about it. It says the Minchas Chinuch, it's a kol shekein. Certainly if it's animal food, it's not shaykh to have tikkun mana. Certainly by human food, it's also not shaykh to have tikkun mana. And the third thing, same thing applies to what we just saw in the Simon Shin Yud Zayin with regard to Kshira. Simon, you don't have kosher by animal food, you also won't have a kosher by human food, because human food is even softer, has to be digestible for humans, and therefore it's certainly not a davar on this kind. Therefore, somebody that would echad mechashuve avrecha echaburo, that is in the middle of his Suda Shabbos, his son decided to make a straw out of his licorice by biting off the top and the bottom and turning it into a straw to drink. And he stopped in the middle of the Suda. He says, hold on, you like to do that? The answer is, he went to go ask the Talmud Chacham after Shabbos. The Talmud Chacham says, what do you mean? For Shigamar, there's no asiyas kli by Michael Olam. And Mamela, it's not a problem at all. Similarly, if you have, you want to cut pieces of cucumber into 2-3 inch pieces of cucumber, and dig out from the inside of the cucumber and stick in salad dressing, like many people do, then even though you're making it into a kli to hold the salad dressing, certainly that's Michael Adam, that's not a problem on Shabbos, you would be allowed to do that. That's not only Michael Adam, and not Behemoth, it's Kolshkin Michael Adam, which is not a gap. Sif, Sif, the end of Sif Dalet, and Sif Hey, talk about Sifdalad really at the end, let's go to before we get to Sifay. Sifdalad at the end talks about making a toothpick. So if you're making it out of animal food, then it's not a problem with CSP. However, if you're making it, unless you go ahead and make it with a knife. However, says the Mishnah Berurah that the only time that we matered you to the Mechaber says, "Kesem she'enu meichel adam, enu meichel behima, afilu litli k'dei lachz be'shin avaser." Even if you already have it, and it's you just want to be metaltel it, it's mukta because it's not roi, and therefore you would not be allowed to use it to clean out your teeth. Even though there's a shaila of kavod abrius, says Mishnah Berurah, this is nagia to what we talked about beforehand. Even though this is a shaila of kavod abrius, so you can have things sticking out of your teeth, nevertheless, we wouldn't allow you to be metaltel mukta because you should have prepared it beforehand. And let's say you're at somebody else's house and you couldn't have prepared it beforehand, then Meseder will allow you to be, as long as it's a gnai, which we mentioned in the past, that everything is telling on the person. Is it a gnai for you to have something in your teeth or not? I think most people nowadays it would be considered a gnai if you wouldn't be able to get it out and it's noticeable. Therefore, you'd be allowed to be over on the mukta for it. No, that's not covered it now. Was it gnai for another person, for your wife? To see you, or that you're going to be going around like that? That she's going to be embarrassed that you're going around like that? She's being embarrassed that you're going around like that. Kavod abrius. So the truth is that there is a mutzig of kavod abrius that even applies to somebody that doesn't feel it, by a mate. There's an inyan of kavod abrius. Now we matter things to us the mate. But that's also the kavod of the mate. Question is over here, especially if it's not your kavod, somebody else's kavod. Lulei mistafina, that would be nechlam. But I don't know. That's a good hour. The Prima Gadim says over here that not, if you don't have a toothpick ready, then you could create a toothpick. And if it's only Issa Derabanan, if you use your hands as opposed to a kli, then, and it's a derech to use a kli, it's only Issa Derabanan, you'll be able to do it from Makom Kavod Abrius. Now, even though we just ended off in Shin Yud Beis that We didn't matter everything because Mishum Tavit covered Abrius. We didn't matter you according to some to set up rocks. Mishum covered Abrius to make a moisha for the Beis HaKisei. But there, Lachur, because he could use the bathroom even without it. Anything which is needed to be able to use the bathroom, we allowed it. Anything which is not needed, Lav Dafka do we allow. Over here, if the only way for you to get this out of your teeth is to create the toothpick, then not only will we allow you to take a toothpick which is muksa and be matalta that, we'll also allow you to create a toothpick in a darabanatic fashion, because that's the only way for you to get this stuff out of your teeth. Now, what's the story with, they have these shipudim, these little, they look like big toothpicks. They're used for marshmallows for roasting. So what halachic status do those have? Are those muksa? Or those are not muksa? Be'etzem, it's l'chur like a kli shemach leser. It's used for roasting. That's what they're used for. Skewer. That's what they are. What's that? You could also... Yeah, but that's, they cook it on it very often. Usually you roast it on it. So the truth is that the skewers that they have here, I think they're used for many other things aside for roasting, and certainly would be considered klish matla heter. And even if not, it would be klish matla heter b'matla tzarku b'makayimi. Well, the Karev HaPasha said as a dinner klish matla heter, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Sif Hey talks about Atei B'Sam, this is shayach to the parish of Psikas Tzolish, something which is be'etzem, not attached to the ground. Then if you're not making a cleave, there's no problem to crack it in half. If you have a branch of Hadassim, and you want to turn it into two instead of one, so you can give one to your friend, or you want it to break it so you'll be able to smell it. It's not a problem to crack it on Shabbos, as long as you're not trying to make it clean. And you don't care about the size. Excellent. It's mentioned over here, even though you're allowed to break it to have, to, that it should smell, V'dafka b'chol zeh shurak l'hoisef reyach ayidei hamalil levaktimo. Aval aser l'hoilid reyach. If you want to make your begadim smell nicely, and if you want to put on types of perfume or cologne or other types of things, whatever it is that's going to make it smell, that is problematic. Why is that problematic? The Gemara in Beitza says, because it's like moilid, moilid reich, and Rashi says it's doima to, it's korev la'asiyas melacha. It's almost as if you're creating something that wasn't there beforehand. So how does this apply? Are you allowed to spray air freshener? Say the price game, it's really Mefurusha Gemara and Beitza over there. The Gemara says that they used to do that. They used to have mugmer, which is incense that was burning from before Shabbos. They would cover it over with a metal piece that has holes in it, and they would plug up the metal holes. And then on Shabbos, they would take off, they would uncover the metal holes, and the Mefurish said it's not a problem to cause the air to smell. You're not being moilid reich in anything, you're not causing anything, it's not being nitfas in anything, therefore there's no problem of spraying air freshener. Al Zura, also Pashas, is no problem. Hopefully we'll see at the end of Siman Shinu Test, as we'll see. Bezo Hashem. That's Pashas, not a problem. The question is, when it comes to Begadim and it comes to the human body. So in Siman Kuf Chof Ches, well known, actually Mishnah Berurah brings this up more than once, the Chassidus Yontov also, I think he says, when they're washing the Kehanim's hands for Birchas, for Duchening. So it says you shouldn't put into the water perfumes beforehand, because it's causing the water to have, you're being Meilid Reach in the water. However, if it was there from before Yontif, then it's not a problem to pour it on Yontif, even though it's going to go into the hands of the Kehanim. The Paiskim, most Paiskim understand from there that there's no problem of Moilid Reach in a person's body, not just the hands, the rest of the body also. There's a big question with regard to the hair. Is the hair considered the body, or is the hair not considered the body? How does this apply? This applies if you want to put on deodorant, possibly. Or is one allowed to spray deodorant on his body? Yes, he is allowed to. However, let's say he's wearing a shirt and he's going to get on a shirt also. Is that a problem? There are those that say, yes, you should not spray the deodorant if the psik ratio is going to get on a shirt. Then he should not, he's being meilid reich not just on his body, he's being meilid reich on his shirt, and therefore it's a problem. However, others say, it's common first in the Mishnah Berurah and some Mishnah Chaf Aleph, that when you're teichin, when you want to grind up spices on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz says, Ein losim apapulin teicha begev v'lichtesh besakin alav. Do meilid reicha. Don't crush your papulin, your peppercorns, on your beged, because it's going to be meilid reich on the beged. Then he says, however, in Simon Omnam is Simon Topkuf Yud Aleph. Even though it's a psikresh that's going to happen, you're not mechavin. Therefore, over here, lechur, you're not being mechavin. And it's a psikresh leichpasle, probably by deravon. Even if it would be deravon, it can't say they weren't goyzer meled reyach in such a case in the first place. There are those that are machmer. I think that many are not machmer. Bechlal, even with regard to the hair, how is one allowed to spray deodorant on his hair if the hair is a problem? If the whole purpose is la'aburi recho, it's only to get rid of a bad smell, bad sem, then that also is not a problem. Putting on cologne, though, just for the sake of smelling, not la'aburi recho, on the hair is questionable, and therefore maybe one should refrain from doing that on Shabbat. However, what's that? A shetel. Shetel. Is a question whether or not it has a din yet. Lachor, it's pashas like a beged. If it has a smell, and the purpose is that it should smell nicely, then there are those that say to refrain from doing that because it has a din of a beged. Therefore, lachor, it should be. The whole purpose is just the smell. That's the only reason why you're doing it. With regard to. The last thing is really with regard to. Maybe we should get into it. Memachik, the things that they put into the toilet. That it should smell. So, I actually think that the Arche Shabbos says that the way that it works is not the way that most people think that it works. It's Be'etzem, the piece of the thing that you stick into your toilet, Be'etzem, it in itself smells. And it makes the whole room smell nice. But it only works for a little bit amount of time. And therefore, after a certain amount of time, the shechva, the top layer, sort of wears away. And it doesn't smell as much. Every time you flush the toilet, it takes off that layer and brings you a new layer, and that causes it to smell. So Be'etzem, it's not even causing that which is causing the toilet to smell. The water in the toilet is totally inconsequential. You're not really being mechav for that. Many persons say it's not a problem. Afu machik, we didn't learn that. Hopefully we will, and we'll talk about it then.